ABC News. I'm Dave Packard. Donald Trump will stand trial over an alleged hush money payment to an adult film star, Stormy Daniels, starting on April 15th. The judge rejected a request for an additional delay. This comes after a New York appeals court sided with Trump in a different case, lowering the amount he needs to pay to cover his separate civil fraud judgment. Trump now only needs a $175 million bond, much less than the $464 million originally owed. In New York, Trump, after the decision,
I respect the appellate division for substantially reducing that ridiculous amount of money that was put on by a corrupt judge.
He has 10 days to pay. An Israeli delegation's visit to Washington canceled after the U.S. abstained and did not use its veto power to stop a U.N. Security Council resolution demanding an immediate ceasefire in Gaza. Four suspects facing terrorism charges after the deadly terrorist attack on a concert in Moscow. ISIS claiming responsibility for Friday's attack that killed at least 137 people. This is ABC News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. All the snow much of Wisconsin got in a big spring storm yesterday is quickly melting, but not before Eau Claire got a record 10 inches of snow. Menominee got 9 inches. Wisconsin can expect rain today and high temperatures climbing into the 40s. Officials are investigating complaints of phony and forged signatures on recall petitions targeting Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. Dawn Haggerty says she called the Racine County DA's office after her signature was forged.
And I also called the Elections Commission to ask if there's a way to get my name redacted off the list because this doesn't represent me.
Haggerty speaking with WISN-TV's Up Front. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. When Washington Elementary closes at the end of this school year, the site could become a location for 18 low-income single-family homes as part of a partnership with the City of Oshkosh and Habitat for Humanity. Plans involve removing the decommissioned school to build new homes. The proposal will go before the Oshkosh Common Council on April 9th, and the Oshkosh Area School District will vote on the proposal April 10th. The new community shelter in Green Bay provides more than emergency shelter for the homeless. Chris Olson, Director of Development, says they also provide community meals every day of the year to anyone in need.
We serve, you know, well over 200 meals a day. In our 30-year history, we've served over 2 million meals to people in need.
People who wish to help the new community shelter can do so through volunteering, donations, and purchasing handmade items from the shelter residents. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
Mino and the Mayor.
You might remember this, Mr. Mayor. It was the first St. Patrick's Day parade in Green Bay going down to the city deck. You were in a wagon, and then the bagpiper and me were in front. I said to the bagpiper, "We got to stop right here in this tunnel and play Amazing Grace." And then I see the mayor stand up in the wagon going, "Get it moving! Get it moving!"
Mino and the Mayor, weekday mornings 6 till 9 on the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, and Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
And on the Civic Media app.
The Bucks silence the Thunder. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks with a decisive win at home over the Oklahoma City Thunder, 118-93. Giannis with 30 points says it was great having Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton all back at the same time.
You know, Chris was back, Dame was back, and they had the ball majority of the time. So it was, you know, it was a good day. Hopefully, I can keep it up.
March Madness, Marquette with an 81-77 win over Colorado. Tyler Kolek on getting the Golden Eagles back to the Sweet 16 for the first time since 2013.
And even for this group, you know, we feel like it's been a long time coming. You know, I told the guys before the game, this moment has been in our nightmares, and we're not running from it anymore.
Baseball, the Brewers clobbered the Diamondbacks 14-4. Milwaukee with 6 home runs. Sal Frelick, Rhys Hoskins, Willie Adames had 3 home runs.
It's a good feeling, man. It's a good feeling just to, you know, I know you always want to have a great feeling going into the season, and I think that's what they did.
That's Brewers shortstop Willie Adames. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
With dark and dreary day today as rain ramps up and high temperatures want to tap the 50s. This as winds are a bit breezy out of the southeast, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Get the rain boots out because a half an inch to nearly an inch of rain is expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Nightline with Pete Schwabba.
Sam Neill talked about being at the Jurassic Park premiere in London with his 10-year-old son and sitting next to Princess Diana. Apparently, Sam Neill's son had really bad gas through the whole premiere. His biggest fear was that Princess Di thought it was him, and he didn't say anything. He did not out his son. I think that's so cool.
That's a great dad right there.
That's a great dad.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Your home for Mino and the Mayor in the Morning. Weekdays from 6 till 8. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our outstanding producer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is now 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock on Monday, March 25th, 2024. Welcome into hour two of the big program. Great to have Mr. Zommers. Well, he's here all the time, most of the time. Great to have Mr. Mathers. Luke Mathers is on a Monday. So that was fantastic and always great to chat with him. A lot of good conversation. Hour number one.
Monday edition of Tuesday Tangents. Curious.
Yeah, right? So should I just tell people the reason we did that? Because normally Luke comes in on Tuesday. And it's because I love alliteration, right? I love Tuesday Tangents. With Luke.
Well, see, what I made the description for the podcast for the last hour, I called it Just Another Mathers Monday.
Oh, I like that.
So because I know you just love alliteration, we had to get some Monday. In. Exactly. Yeah. We had to get some in there.
All right. Nicely done. Well, speaking of alliteration, we have a big guest tomorrow, by the way. That's why we had to bump Luke. And yes, we had to bump him. I'm sorry, Lukester. He'll be back in his normal time slot next Tuesday.
He's resilient.
He is resilient. But we have a big guest tomorrow. Very excited by this. And as a matter of fact, rumor has it we're going to be joined in studio by the guest, which is even better. Play a little music, Mr. Zommers. See if people could guess who maybe is coming in tomorrow. Because this is a lot of fun. I think it'll be fun. I think it'll be exciting. And most of all, it'll be informative to you, our Civic Media listening audience, you know. Because remember, you're not woke if you don't know history. You're not woke unless and until you know history. That's right. Tomorrow at 12:30 on this program, Matt Flynn will be here direct. Right here on the show. Looking forward to that. Matt Flynn will be here in studio. We're going to talk a lot. Here's the reason that you want Matt Flynn on your show. Not only is he a two-time Democratic Party chair in Wisconsin, not only was he a former candidate for governor in the state, not only is he a great attorney, he's just a great guy. And so Matt's going to be on the show tomorrow, and we're going to be talking about these Trump cases. Matt Flynn will break it down for you like no one else can, and really looking forward to that. And also, Matt, many of you might know this, some don't. Matt's also an author, and so Matt's going to be here to talk about his book as well. Around the 12:30 mark, depending upon when the entourage pulls into the studio. No, he's on the road, and he's going to be around Madison, so he said, oh, why don't I just stop by? I said, that's great. So, yes, Matt Flynn tomorrow right here on the show in the 12:30 time slot. Looking forward to that. Taking your calls. I'm actually giddy about having Matt on the show tomorrow. I think it'll be fantastic. Are you excited?
Yeah, me too. And our listeners are as well.
All right. Fantastic. So, you know, wake up the kids, set the VCRs, as Letterman liked to say, and be here tomorrow when Matt Flynn joins us directly in the 12:30 hour. Time now to once again to play Ride into Spring.
Moving right along in search of good times and good news. With good friends you can't lose.
This could become a habit.
Opportunity knocks once, let's reach out and grab it.
Yeah!
Together we'll nab it.
We'll hitchhike, bus, or yellow cabin.
Cabin?
Moving right along.
All right, time once again for Ride into Spring. Text to win contest. Let me tell you a couple of things about this. First of all, I had a conversation with mom over the weekend back in the old RC. And she of course, she can't win because she's a relative. Although I think there's just like civic media employees and their immediate family, right, Mr. Zomers, that are excluded?
I think. I don't know. All I know is I don't have any immediate family who listen very regularly. Right. So,
mom says, I'm not even calling WRCO, the music station, because she had, apparently they were giving something else away. And she said, well, I knew the answer, but I didn't call.
Fair enough.
I said, I'm sure you can call. Anyway, she asked a couple because she has friends in the card club and whatnot who want to play Ride into Spring trivia. And so I had a couple of questions, which I brought up at the big all civic media staff meeting today. And so one of the questions, mom says, well, how many people is this good for, right? So here's all you need to know is that it is good for an overnight stay at Chula Vista. Apparently, some of these rooms do accommodate more than two people. So it kind of depends on, you know, how friendly you are. But anyway, the important thing to know is it's an overnight stay at the beautiful Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells. They have a water park there. They have a golf course. They have all kinds of activities for you. A great buffet breakfast as well.
And I do understand that at the very least, you do get a water park pass. I don't remember what else is included, but well, I know that is.
The main thing is it's free. It's free.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
and,
yeah.
And it's the overnight stay at Chula Vista. And the thing is, we're going to give one of those overnight stays away every hour that you hear this contest. So at 7 a.m., 10 a.m., 1 p.m., and 3 p.m.
The rest of the week?
For the rest of the week. Once in a while, anytime you hear this contest, somebody's going to win an overnight stay at Chula Vista. So that's every time. Then everybody gets put into the pool to win the grand prizes. And there are a couple. Number one grand prize are two beautiful bicycles. Who doesn't want to go bicycling on a beautiful spring day or summer day in Wisconsin? So you, if you're selected for the grand prize, could win two bicycles. The other grand prize, just like straight out of Price is Right, is some beautiful patio furniture. I believe a love seat is included.
Yes.
And along with that, a beautiful brand new three-way blender.
Three-in-one blender.
I'm sorry, I keep misreading that. It's a three-in-one blender, but think of the fun you could have on your back patio with a three-way and some patio furniture. A three-in-one blender and some patio furniture.
Just think of the possibilities.
The possibilities are endless. And so that's why you, the listening audience, needs to do this. And Toddie's going to tell you how to do it. You make sure you download the Civic Media app. All right, download the Civic. You could do that by going to your app store. I was telling mom how to tell her friends because I set it up on her phone. And I said, go on your iPhone. There's a little blue box and it looks like the letter A made with popsicle sticks.
It kind of does now that you mention that.
So this is the way. Now, she said popsicle sticks. It kind of looks like that. So anyway, you download, you go to your app store, look for the popsicle sticks, download the Civic Media app at your app store. All right. And it's free. Takes less than a minute. Then you open the Civic Media app and all the stations will come up. You choose your hometown station. If you don't have a hometown station, just choose one. I like to think go to WRCE, Richland Center, the hometown. But you choose your favorite station. When you choose that, it's going to pop up. You're going to see a little red button icon. Looks like a play button to listen to us. Right above that is the text button. And you click text. Just hit it once, text, and it'll take you right to text your phone. And then when Todd or the other wonderful hosts at Civic Media give you the secret password for the hour, you simply text in the word I'm about to tell you, just the word, that's it, and you're entered in. Boom. You're not signing up for anything. We're not asking for your credit card. We're not asking for your social security, your mother's maiden name, nothing. It's a straight up legit giveaway, but you have to text us on your Civic Media app. You understand? All right. Very good. And by the way, the other question from Mom was, are there blackout dates? I mean, what am I, a travel agent? I mean, I don't know. I mean, the short answer is there are certain times that you can go, but they'll figure that out with you. Don't worry about that. Just, it's free. We're giving it away. And if you can't use it, give it to a friend that can.
Exactly. Right? Exactly.
Bada bing, bada boom. So if you're ready, here, time now once again for this hour's secret password for our Ride into Spring Text to Win contest. The 1 p.m. secret word is spring. The secret word is spring. S-P-R-I-N-G. Spring. Todd, can you use that in a sentence? Yes. It feels like spring outside. The secret password for this hour is spring, S-P-R-I-N-G. Text it now. Type carefully. The secret password is spring, S-P-R-I-N-G.
The entries are rolling in as we speak.
And one, here's the wonderful thing about this contest. A big shout out to Aaron Carreno, our operations director, for pulling all this together. He's nothing if not a giveaway genius. And so... And he told me this last week, and I didn't really realize this. It's beautiful. We're going to give away one of these overnight stays to Chula Vista every hour. Every hour. I mean, and you can play multiple times a day.
By the way, Todd, yeah. Donna and DeForest texts in, Todd, you explained the instructions for the app beautifully. Oh. If this radio host gig ever falls...
not keeping pace. You might be one of tens of thousands of Wisconsin residents who are struggling to survive in the blistering heat of summer or the bitter cold of winter. While you haven't asked for it, the Keep Wisconsin Warm Cool Fund and your local energy assistance providers are here to help. No Wisconsin resident should ever have to face the challenge of living without heat or power or face homelessness. For a hand up, apply today and call 800-506-5596. That's 800-506-5596. Or visit www.heat.help.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, home for Matt Nair on air.
Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. I believe we're on. Yes, we're back. We're back here at the Civic Media. So here's what happened. And this is fantastic. Here's what happened. People were texting in so much and playing our Ride into Spring giveaway. It was so successful, it broke the electronics. And that's fantastic. Keep on texting. So we're happy that you're texting in, but this is great. So right before we were kicked off the air by the exuberance of our listening audience, we were telling you we're playing this Ride into Spring text to win contest, and we're giving away an overnight stay at Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells once per hour. Think about that. And then you have grand prizes of a bike, patio furniture, and a 3-in-1 blender. And that's fantastic. So the secret word, the password this hour is spring. S-P-R-I-N-G. Spring. So text that to on your Civic Media app. You have to download the app to your Apple or Android device. Then you open up the app. You go and click on the button that says text. Or first choose your station. So choose your station. And then hit the text button and text us the word spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, and you'll be entered in to win this week's overnight prize on Wisconsin Dells or the grand prize of a couple of bikes and also the patio furniture and 3-in-1 blender. So we were so successful, but it overloaded the system. You understand, Mr. Zomers? It was that successful that it overloaded the system.
Well, I got to say, you know, the more people enter, the less likely you are to win a blender. So, well, you can't anyway. So I guess you're not sabotaging yourself.
I can't win a 3-way blender to save my life. Believe me.
But individually for any of you, the more times you enter, the more likely you are going to win that blender.
I've been blending alone for quite some time, as it turns out. 22 past the hour. Yes, I know. Sad. Sad, bad, not glad. 22 past the hour of 1 o'clock. We're happy that you're with us here on a Monday afternoon. And we'd love to hear from you, by the way, also. Always feel free to text in or call as well. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. We started to play this cut of Lisa Murkowski, so I do want to do that because I think it's important. I think it's important to hear from Republicans who are not Democrats, obviously, but you know, these are not kind of rhino people. They're certainly not progressive liberals. They're tried and true Republicans who are saying, look, we simply cannot support Trump. And what I find so fascinating is that there's been, by a lot of the media, not all, but by a lot, this big fascination with, oh my gosh, you know, Joe Biden has a problem because you got, you know, these few people that are voting, whatever it is, uncontested, unclaimed, no vote, whatever this is, you know, because they're passionate about issues and they are concerned, very concerned about what Joe Biden's doing. And so they want you to vote uncommitted coming up in the April election. And, you know, look, that's fine. People could do what they want. But if you look at the percentage of people, whether it's in Michigan, whether it's in Florida, whether it's other states who are voting uncommitted for Joe Biden and juxtapose that, compare it with the number of people who are voting still, particularly in Florida, for Ron DeSantis and Nikki Haley and others against Trump. It's Donald Trump who clearly has a problem within his own party. I mean, think about it for a minute. What if Barack Obama came out and said, you know, I've thought about it and I just can't support Joe this time? People would be going apoplectic. But yet, you have Mike Pence coming out and saying that he can't support Donald Trump. And it's just kind of like a nothing burger for some people. And now here, we'll play this. This is Lisa Murkowski, sitting United States Senator from Alaska, when asked over the weekend, I believe Mana Raju from CNN, getting it done in the halls of Congress, asks her about her support to Trump. Here's Lisa Murkowski, a Republican from Alaska.
I don't think that it can be defended. What happened on January 6th was an effort by people who stormed a building in an effort to stop an election. I wish that as Republicans we had a nominee that I could get behind. I certainly can't get behind Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm. Are you considering being an independent at this point?
Oh, I think I'm very independent-minded.
officially.
I just regret that our party is seemingly becoming a party of Donald Trump.
Yeah. You becoming an independent caucusing with Republicans, is that something you're open to?
I am navigating my way through some very interesting political times. Let's just leave it at that.
Again, I'll bring up my good friend, former Senate Majority Leader, former Democratic State Senator of Wisconsin, Tim Cullen, who taught me a long time ago. He said, Todd, anytime a politician says anything other than a yes, it's a no. Anytime other than a no, it's a yes. When Mana Raju asked Republican Lisa Murkowski if she would consider becoming an independent and caucusing with Republicans, she didn't say no. So, I mean, it's essentially tantamount to a yes. There is a distinct crack and divide in the Republican Party. Much, much, much more so than in the Democratic Party. And as someone who spent 30 years in the Republican Party before leaving in 2011, I simply can't see with this kind of a crack, and it's not getting smaller, it's getting wider, that if there's a breach in the base of the Republican Party, forget about just for a second, forget about the 30-35% of the Trump delegation, because there's nothing that those folks are going to change, pretty much. But think about the rest of the Republican Party, the MAGA Party, as it's being called now by Trump himself. That there is a divide there. And if you have Mike Pence and Lisa Murkowski and Paul Ryan and Mike Gallagher and Ken Buck, and the list goes on, of Republicans who, Liz Cheney's gone the extra step, not just that she won't support Trump, but that she's supporting Biden. There's not that kind of a divide in the Democratic Party. Just isn't. And I understand that there are people who have very strong and passionate feelings about what's going on right now in the Israeli and Hamas war. Very strong feelings about Palestinian Americans. And I respect those feelings. But trying to inflate that by somehow connecting Joe Biden with genocide, A, is not accurate. And B, is tremendously unhelpful in preserving democracy as it relates to defeating Donald Trump. It's going to create a coalition to defeat Donald Trump, a coalition of Democrats on all spectrums, but also disaffected Republicans and independents. And once we get through the 2024 election, fine, we can go back to having our spats about policy. But democracy is on the line. And that's why this coalition has to come together to defeat Trump. Back with more on the other side. It's the Todd Lowball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Either Trump is broke or he's lying to the court. Either way, we'll talk about it on the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Tune in to the Monday edition, 4 to 6 across the Civic Media Network.
This report, sponsored by Current Electric, home of the superhero. Current Electric, a pioneer in solar energy for residential and commercial in the state. Go to callcurrent.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's evidence Wisconsin public school attendance is rebounding slightly. The State Department of Public Instruction says collectively students attended school 92% of the time during the 2022-23 school year. That's better than the year before, but still below pre-pandemic levels. New research shows only two members of the Wisconsin legislature come from working-class backgrounds. Eric Hansen is the co-author of the study from Duke University and Loyola University Chicago.
It's just really hard to support yourself and campaign when you are holding a working-class job.
Hansen says those working-class lawmakers are Senator Robert Wirch and Representative Dave Maxey. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The city of Appleton will no longer be responsible for the rare occurrence of a rat infestation of a residence. The Common Council voted last week to change the city's rodent control ordinance to shift the responsibility to the property owner or manager. The health department says it's only had to exterminate rats in a residential property two or three times in the past 10 years. Officials say not having to buy and store pesticides will save the city money. Four people were taken to the hospital after an accident in Seymour Saturday afternoon. The Outagamie County Sheriff's Office reports that one driver failed to stop at a stop sign at the intersection of County Road VV and State Highway 55. Both drivers were taken to the hospital by ambulance or helicopter with serious injuries. Two others were also injured and taken to the hospital. The Sheriff's Office says drugs and alcohol were not factors in the crash. And that's what you need to know. I'm Lisa Hale, WISS News.
This is Chuck Smith, owner of Current Electric, home of the superheroes. Have you noticed electrical problems in your home or business? Flickering lights, broken breakers, outlets that wiggle and jiggle? Current Electric knows the most important thing is protecting your family, and our heroes are experts at electrical repairs and upgrades. With 8,500 five-star reviews and growing, we answer the call. Go to callcurrent.com. That's callcurrent.com. 262-786-5885. Keep your electricity alive.
I'm Pete with a 60-second showbiz beat. Kevin Bacon is going to the prom. Remember the original Footloose film? The film where dancing was forbidden for like 20 years, but during the final prom scene, everyone magically knew how to breakdance? Life is about to imitate art. Kevin Bacon will attend this year's Big Spring Dance at Payson High School in Utah, the school where they filmed the original Footloose. The school will be moving to a new building after this year and launched a social media campaign to get Bacon's attention. The hashtag Bacon to Payson campaign worked. And Ben McCormick will be back in the school's gym 4 decades later, presumably with a different date. On the Today Show last Friday, Bacon appeared virtually with the students of Payson who had gathered in the gym. Bacon told the students he was proud of them and would join them at prom. He closed the message with Let's Dance. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, every night between 7 and 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
A dark and dreary day today as rain ramps up and high temperatures want to tap the 50s. This as winds are a bit breezy out of the southeast, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Get the rain boots out because a half an inch to nearly an inch of rain is expected. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, 44 degrees.
Matt Nair on air.
The hearing surrounding the alleged Biden crime family didn't go very well for House Republicans. They got nothing.
They also have no way of moving this country forward. Every 45 days, we're on the brink of a shutdown because these idiots can't come together and put forth a budget. How about this? You don't get to try to impeach anybody until you finish your homework.
I would heartily back that.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates, weekday afternoons from 4 until 6. Oshkosh Air Support, 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Welcome back to the Tom Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is a Monday, March 25th, 2024. Mr. Zomers on the board. What did you dial up there, Mr. Zomers?
Manic Monday.
Oh, is it really? Is that how that starts?
Sure is.
Wow. Play a little bit more. All right. All right, yeah, I didn't know that. Here's the money line. These are the days when you wish your
bed was already made. All right, just almost.
There we go. There's the money line for it. It is a manic Monday. It's we're high atop State Street of the Capitol Square. It is overcast here in the capital city in Madison, Wisconsin. A little damp, but again, farmers, ag producers, anybody with a lawn could pretty much use the rain. There are parts of Wisconsin that may see a little too much rain all at once, possibly some localized flash flooding, so says our meteorologist, the lovely and talented Brittany Merlot. So be aware of that as the rains come through Wisconsin. But hey, as they say, March flowers or March showers bring April flowers? No. It used to be April showers bring May flowers, but now with global warming, I think all that's been sped up a little bit. Anyway, we're going to remind you again before the end of the hour on this Ride into Spring giveaway, a great chance for you to text in and win some prizes. So be aware of that. We'll talk about that just a little bit more, give you another chance to come in or to text in and win. And don't forget tomorrow's guest at 12:30. Been a while since you heard from him. Our Matt Flynn. From Matt Flynn Direct. Matt Flynn will be here in studio tomorrow in the 12:30 hour talking about what's happening today in the court system in regards to Trump. Also talking about a brand new book that he's been working on tomorrow in the 12:30 hour. Matt Flynn will be here and he'll tell it to you direct because that's what Matt does. Always a pleasure. Let's go to the phone lines. 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. Keith, listening in on WMDX. He is in Middleton. Keith, thanks for calling. Let's see.
Hey, Todd. So I got a question that I'm hoping you can ask Matt tomorrow. I don't think I'll be able to listen tomorrow, unfortunately, or just call in anyway. I know a lot of the conversation is going to be about the current legal mess of our wonderful ex-president.
Yes.
In regards to his becoming our next future president. And I think that we're missing the mark on that. I think, honestly, I don't think that anybody, even the Democrats, want him to be convicted to where he can't run. I think a lot of Democrats in the courts and everything else are slow walking some of this because they'd rather run against him than against Nikki Haley. And I agree. So to me, it's just ride it out, let him be the candidate in November, and let Joe beat him. So my question is more regarding what do we do about the Supreme Court, because I don't think that, quote, packing the Supreme Court is the answer. How do we force them to listen and follow judicial ethics that they're not doing currently? That's to me the bigger focus than his current legal woes.
Great. I appreciate the call, Keith. Thank you so much. I've written it down as you were talking to me. So we'll ask that tomorrow. Again, Matt Flynn, an attorney and a two-time chair of the Democratic Party, will be here tomorrow. We'll ask Matt about the U.S. Supreme Court and how to force them, as Keith asked, how to force them to listen and follow to judicial ethics. I think we'll see what Matt says. My gut tells me, you know, I'm not sure that we can force anybody. And to Keith's point, you know, I've said this about cases going before the Wisconsin Supreme Court, the United States Supreme Court, any court for that matter. I just feel that once a case goes to a court, it's not up to me in the media or any citizen. You don't lobby the court, in my opinion. Because courts shouldn't be making decisions on opinion. Popular opinion. Theoretically, that's why United States Supreme Court justices, one of the reasons, they get lifetime appointments. Because they're supposed to be kind of immune or insulated from public opinion because they have lifetime appointments. So it doesn't matter what people think of them. They still have a job. Now, that's a whole other discussion, right? What's happened with Clarence Thomas in particular and other justices, apparently, allegedly, being influenced by outside interests. But in terms of, you know, what, I mean, again, I'm an independent. I'm a former Republican. I don't belong to any party now. But I don't want the Supreme Court or any other court to take into consideration popular opinion, what is better politically. I think that courts, judges, should apply the law as it's written evenly to everyone and let the chips fall where they may. I really don't think it matters whether Trump is convicted in a case or not. I believe that he will be the nominee. And remember, he can be. He can be convicted in this criminal case on the fraud charge and theoretically be in jail and in Milwaukee this summer be the nominee. It is not out of the realm of possibilities of reality that you could have the Republican nominee doing his acceptance speech either from a jail cell or house arrest at Mar-a-Lago. That is a real possibility. As crazy as it sounds, it's a real possibility in 2024. But this is why you have a legal mind like Matt Flynn on the show. So he'll be here tomorrow at 12:30. We'll ask Matt that question on behalf of Keith and other questions that you may have as well. So let's tune in tomorrow around 12:30, maybe a little before, maybe a little after, but it kind of depends on when Matt gets into town. He flies, you know, private these days. Not that time, just kidding. He doesn't fly private.
It would also be interesting if he was flying from Milwaukee-ish right. or wherever to Madison. Madison.
No, he's not. Don't. It's just a joke, for goodness sake. He's not flying. He's driving up here tomorrow. So looking forward to it, to having him on the show. I want to talk just for a second here and play a cut for you. In case you didn't listen over the weekend on Meet the Press, it was revealed Ronan McDaniel was on the show. And of course, Ronan McDaniel, the immediate past chairman now of the Republican National Committee, deposed by Trump's own daughter-in-law, Laura Trump. And so now Ronan McDaniel has been hired, apparently, by NBC to be an analyst. And the dust-up occurred when, first of all, Ronan McDaniel was listed as a guest on Meet the Press. And then it kind of came out that she is being paid to appear. But that part wasn't really known to all the NBC folks. And so here's Chuck Todd, the former host of Meet the Press, on the show and going after his own bosses at NBC Universal for not quite telling the truth. Here's Chuck Todd on Meet the Press.
Let me deal with the elephant in the room.
Yeah.
I think our bosses owe you an apology for putting you in this situation because I don't know what to believe. She is now a paid contributor by NBC News. Well, I have no idea whether any answer she gave to you was because she didn't want to mess up her contract. She wants us to believe that she was speaking for the RNC when the RNC was paying for it. So she has credibility issues that she still has to deal with.
Yeah.
Is she speaking for herself or is she speaking on behalf of who's paying her? But once at the RNC, she did say that, hey, I'm speaking for the party. I get that. That's part of the job. So what about here? I will say this. I think your interview did a good job of exposing, I think, many of the contradictions. And look, there's a reason why there's a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this, because many of our professional dealings with the RNC over the last 6 years have been met with gaslighting, have been met with character assassination. So it is, you know, that's where you begin here. And so when NBC made the decision to give her NBC News' credibility, you got to ask yourself, what does she bring NBC News? And when we make deals like this, and I've been at this company a long time, you're doing it for access. Access to audience. Sometimes it's access to an individual. Mm-hmm. And we can have a journalistic ethics debate about that. And I'm willing to have that debate. And if you told me we were hiring her as a technical advisor to the Republican convention, I think that would be certainly defensible. If you told me we're we're talking to her, but let's see how she does in some interviews and maybe vet her with actual journalists inside the network. See if it's a two-way, what she can bring the network. So I do think, unfortunately, this interview is always going to be looked through the prism of who is she speaking for, right? I think you did everything you could do. You got put into an impossible situation booking this interview, and then all of a sudden the rugs pull out from under you. You find out she's being paid to show up. That's unfortunate for this program, but I am glad you did the best that you could, and that's why the three of us are on here to try to bolster that editorial independence.
Why?
There you go. There is the former host of Meet the Press, Chuck Todd, talking directly to Kristen Welker, his successor, the current host of Meet the Press. This is blowing up, by the way, all over. New story in the New York Times. Veteran NBC anchor Chuck Todd publicly attacked the leadership of his own network yesterday, questioning why NBC News hired Rhonda McDaniel, the former chairwoman of the RNC, and declaring live on air, quote, "There's a reason why there are a lot of journalists at NBC News uncomfortable with this." Mr. Todd's comments on Meet the Press, the flagship political show he anchored for 9 years, were an extraordinary escalation of behind-the-scenes tensions simmering within NBC News and its cable cousin, MSNBC, since the announcement on Friday. Some journalists at NBC were taken aback by the decision to hire Ms. McDaniel, citing her tenure at the RNC under former President Trump, when she regularly echoed Mr. Trump's criticisms of the news media in particular and the left-leaning programs on MSNBC. This morning, there were signs of an open revolt throughout the NBC News empire. Joe Scarborough, former Republican congressman at the top of today's edition of the influential MSNBC show Morning Joe, echoed Mr. Todd's criticisms. Quote, said Scarborough, "We weren't asked our opinion of the hiring, but if we were, we would have strongly objected to it for several reasons." His host and wife, Mika Brzezinski, added, quote, "We hope NBC will reconsider its decision." Ms. Brzezinski said that, quote, "It goes without saying that Ms. McDaniel would not appear as any guest on Morning Joe," unquote. What do you think about this? What do you think of NBC hiring Rhonda McDaniel? 855-752-4842, 855-752-4842. You can also text us on the Civic Media app.
I think what's especially bizarre is the shadowy nature of it and how it seems to really have been done. Like, hey, so we know that you guys aren't going to like this, so we're just not going to tell you till she's already been on the air.
Right. To me, the journalistic integrity is that NBC, we don't know all the details. It appears they allowed Kristen Welker to book Rhonda McDaniel, but never told Welker, the host, oh, we're paying her to come on the show. So, I mean, it would kind of be like me booking Paul Ryan and then finding out the Civic Media had hired Paul Ryan as a consultant, but not being told.
And neither you or Civic Media or her or nobody told you that because we're talking about Paul Ryan now. You know what I mean?
It's a different vibe, right? It's a different interview. If you're interviewing someone as a willing person to come on your show, but not being compensated, what they say is truly their own opinion, or at least what they're telling you it is. If you have someone on the show and you pay for an interview, at the very least, I think it's up to the interviewer or the host to note that to the audience. You know, you can Absolutely. Say, Ms. McDaniel is a paid contributor to NBC News. Boom, that's it. Then the audience knows, okay, whatever she says, we're taking this with a bit of a grain of salt because they're paying her to say something. It's just a matter of being accurate and adhering to journalistic integrity. Going to come back, talk a little bit, ask you the question, who will save democracy and how? Stay with us. It's the Todd Allball Show for a Monday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is Oshkosh Air Support, WISS.
It seems like the cost of everything is going up, so it's nice to save a little dough when you can, especially for something you love to eat every day. Before I go grocery shopping, I print out a coupon for a dollar off any Country Hearth, Village Hearth, or Artisan Hearth bread product. My favorite is Dakota Style 12 grain. My wife's breakfast go-to is a toasted Village Hearth English muffin. We can save a buck on each. Go to countryhearthbreads.com/coupons and print one or two out before your next shopping trip. And don't forget, Country Hearth, Village Hearth, and Artisan Hearth bread products are baked locally and delivered fresh daily.
Are you ready to hit a home run with your business marketing? It's time to step up to the plate and get noticed with help from your local MVP senior account executive, Peter Van Doren. Whether you're a rookie or seasoned pro, I'm here to help you score big with unbeatable radio advertising and digital marketing solutions. Don't wait until the ninth inning. Get started now, and let's hit a grand slam together. Contact me by email today, peter@civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS, the Fox Valley's home of Mino and the Mayor.
Welcome back to the Teleball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is now 10 before the hour of 1 o'clock. That's 10 minutes away from the Maggie Dawn Show across the Civic Media airwaves. I believe Maggie has a guest host in today, I think. I'm not sure.
That is correct.
That is correct. Do we know who it is?
I don't.
All right. The secret guest is. No, I'm just kidding. Well, whoever it is will be fantastic. So make sure you tune in on the Maggie Dawn Show coming up from 2 until 4 this afternoon. Looking forward to that. And, of course, our news at the top of the hour as well. Here's a question for you. Who's going to save democracy and how? Because, you know, we hear this a lot, right? And I understand. I'm talking to somebody here a while back that said, geez, Todd, we always hear this every election. Oh, this election is about saving democracy. Oh, there's never been a more important election. It feels like people are crying wolf. And I get that. Believe me, I get that. I guess all I can say is, based on someone who spent 30 years in politics, running elections and being a part of it, who became an independent 2011, I will tell you this is the real deal. Joe Biden and Democrats and many Republicans want to provide prosperity and security for Americans. Donald Trump, Marjorie Taylor Greene, and the MAGA gang want to create chaos so they can make it more an authoritarian government. The question is, who's going to do something about it? The answer is, we are. You, me. It has to be us, because no one else is coming. We are the cavalry to save democracy. We start by defending the institutions of democracy at the local level. And this part is so critically important to me. It's places like our public schools, the heart of our community, like our municipal government. Think about all the clerks, the people who volunteer or who get very little money, a stipend for being there all day on election day. Elections are coming up a week from tomorrow. You can vote absentee now. All those people form our municipal government. We also have to start by defending people like supporting freedom of the press by subscribing to a local newspaper. Yes, there are still several in Wisconsin. Your local daily or weekly newspaper is key to preserving democracy and freedom. You help to defend freedom of speech by sharing your truth on the air of a radio program like this one. Every time you call in, every time you text in, no, regardless of your viewpoint. And of course, voting is essential. But most of us can do more. It'll take more, considering the damage done in recent years to our institutions of democracy. From our community to our state capital to Washington, D.C., the forces of authoritarianism, of Christian theocracy, racism, bigotry, inequality, and loss of freedoms. They're like a powerful train headed right at us. And power never cedes power. It only seeks more power. We must stop it, you and I. We must speak truth to power. We must act to stop the anti-democratic power. There is one way we can stop it. Together. United, we'll stand. Some thoughts on a Monday as we take all of this in and think, well, because I think sometimes it's overpowering. It's like, well, what can we actually do about it, Todd? You give us all this stuff and it just brings us down. What can we do about it? Those things right there. There are so many things we could do in our local communities. I can't emphasize enough, as always, to vote, right? Which reminds me, Mr. Somers, I'm going to be on the road next week, so I have to vote absentee.
Yeah, you better do it.
I have to do that. But start with voting and respect all of those great folks in our local clerk's offices, these people who do the thankless job of running our elections, which, by the way, have been proven time and again as one of the most safe and secure. And if you doubt me, do we have time for this little cut from Mr. Voss on the way out? Here's what Robin Voss said about the goofball former justice of the Supreme Court, Gableman, this weekend on Upfront. This is the guy who tried to prove that our elections weren't good. Here's what Robin Voss himself said about Justice Gableman.
A lot of this, their concern circles back to the Gableman report. You hired former Justice Michael Gableman to review the 2020 election. Do you regret that hire now?
Of course I do. I mean, I said it 6 months ago that it was the biggest mistake since I became Speaker. I thought that someone who had been elected to the state Supreme Court would have had legitimacy to be able to look at people and say, yes, here are some areas where there are problems. And there certainly were issues in the 2020 election. Many of those were fixed in the 2022 election. And I think even more are addressed for 2024. But Mike Gableman is probably the single biggest embarrassment that I have ever had. I hope eventually he gets disbarred. He should not be an attorney. Anybody who thinks about hiring him, call me, because I will tell you what an awful decision that I made to hire Mike Gableman.
Robin Voss saying the Gableman, the guy who tried to prove that our elections were not sound, should be disbarred.
I mean, I can agree with that argument.
Me too. I found agreement with Robin Voss. Doesn't happen often. Of course, I say that a little tongue-in-cheek because we all know that Voss hired Gableman to do the evil bidding of the Trump folks. But even Robin Voss sees what a joke that Gableman is. Our elections are free and sound and fair in Wisconsin, and that is due in large part to the great local clerks and our municipalities across the state of Wisconsin. Hats off to all of you. Final shout-out, if you haven't done it already, still about 4 minutes left, go to your Civic Media app. Open up the Civic Media app. Go to your favorite station. If you don't have one, I'll suggest WRCE, News from the Center, in Richland Center. Click on that. You'll see a little red button for play. Right above that, it says text. Click on the text button of your favorite station on the Civic Media app and text in this, the secret password. You can play once an hour. Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G, spring. Text in right now, spring. You can win an overnight getaway, Chula Vista Resort in Wisconsin Dells, 2 wonderful bikes, also patio furniture, and a 3-way blender. What a spring is going to be. These are the great prizes. No joke. Doesn't cost you anything. Text into the Civic Media app right now. Spring, S-P-R-I-N-G. More next in the 3 o'clock hour with Maggie Dawn and her guest host. We'll see you tomorrow with Matt Flynn at 12:30. He's back manana. We'll see you then. Keep banging your drum.
From the home of the largest fly-in in the world, we are Oshkosh Air Support. 1100 AM and 98.3 FM WISS.
Tuesday on Matt Nair On Air, Todd Alba joins the show. Then we hear from the League of Women Voters about the 2 referendum on the April 2nd ballot. Don't miss it.
It's time to ride into spring by listening to this local civic media radio station. Listen each weekday at 7, 10, 1, and 3 for your chance to win a Chula Vista getaway in this statewide contest. Plus, every contest entry is in to win one of two grand prizes that include new bicycles, outdoor patio furniture, and a portable smoothie bullet blender with a total value of over $1,000. Get ready to ride into spring. Civic Media, hometown radio, refreshed. You're listening to Oshkosh Air Support, WISS 1100 AM Berlin, W252DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A conviction could make me more popular. That from former President Trump, who said he'd have no problem.